You're listening to Saikhan Talks with Saikhan Singhla.
So you hear that ice? You hear that ice jangling? I am sipping on a sunrise drink that I made myself. I was inspired. I was on the Serengeti Teas Instagram page. I love their teas, drinks, spices, Serengeti Teas. Not sponsored. I just love them. And somebody made a sunrise drink that they posted, and it was a picture. It had hibiscus juice at the bottom, and then they poured in the turmeric booster juice. So I made a strawberry watermelon. No, I'm sorry. A strawberry peach sunrise. So I had a strawberry peach juice at the bottom, and then I poured in the turmeric booster. The turmeric booster has got a little spice to it. It's really good for you. Turmeric is so good for your joints and good for your wellness. And that's what I'm sipping on. And that's what I made for this Father's Day. Tribute to the fathers. If you go on my Instagram page, you will see the beautiful drink that I made. It's in my stories, and it'll probably be, if you miss it today, it'll be in the sips and snacks highlight section on my stories. So visit my instagram.com/SaikhanSinghla and you will see this lovely drink. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. To all the fathers, to all the people who are surrogate fathers, to adoptive fathers, grandfathers, uncles, big brothers, anyone who holds that position in life, happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day here in the U.S. Hello, shout out to all of my listeners in Africa and Europe. Thank you so much for subscribing to Saikhan Talks. This is a quick little episode. I just wanted to tell you guys a story. So I just wanted to jump on here and have a little talk, a salute to fathers. I was thinking about my own father today. Father's Day and Mother's Day, different holidays can be bittersweet for different people. And I recognize that. Depending on what your story is or what your experience is in life, you may feel as though you can't celebrate these types of holidays. I have had a very interesting life with a lot of varying experiences, but I'm also an eternal optimist. And so I choose to, quote, remix my life and look upon the beautiful memories and thoughts with love and with happiness. Some people may think of that as BS, but I think it's I think that it's key to survival and to having a wonderful quality of life is remixing your story and really focusing on the good, because you will have what you focus on. You have to train yourself to focus on the good. And so that's one of the things that I do, is I train myself. So I'm saying that to say my father is passed on. He is now deceased. He is no longer with us. And sometimes it saddens me to this day. My dad died 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. And it still saddens me to this day. But I also can find joy in some of my positive memories that I have, rather than thinking about or focusing on him being gone. And so I offer that to anyone who is missing a parent, you know, specifically on Father's Day, missing a father, missing a grandfather, missing an uncle, missing whomever that may have served that purpose in your life. I have this wonderful It's not a long story. It's just a little memory that I have. A lot of us grow up in split homes. You know, my parents divorced when I was a kid, and there was this period of time where I would always go to my dad's house on the weekends, or my dad would pick me up and take me to my grandmother's or my great grandmother's. And on the weekends when I would go to visit my dad, he lived in an area like a suburb of Atlanta, not far from the airport. And in this area, I will never forget, there was a, I want to say it was either the, it was like a Firestone or a Goodyear, like it might have been a tire shop or a factory or something. I'll have to research it. And I see it every once in a while if I drive near that area whenever I'm in Atlanta. But there's this big statue of this man with a big tire hanging on his hand. Like, the statue is like Paul Bunyan style. Like, it's like a big, huge 50-foot statue. It's one of those landmarks that people can give to people. Like, you know, make a left at that big statue with the tire in his hand. And I want to say it's Firestone or Goodyear. I think it's Firestone, because I know they have the Goodyear blimp, and then they have... Y'all forgive me for not keeping my brand, you know, brand representatives in my head. But I would always be excited if my dad picked me up and we were out for a long day, and if it was hot outside, because it's hot in Georgia. And sometimes he would take me, like if he came to get me, it might have been, oh, it's time to get your school clothes, or oh, it's time to... I would always say, oh, take me to McDonald's. I always wanted to get a Big Mac, which I very rarely recommend fast food now. But I used to always say, oh, can I get a Big Mac? And anyway, when we were driving up and we were coming near that big statue, I knew, oh, we're almost home and we can sit inside in the air conditioner. That's such a simple thought, but it was such a sweet memory to me. And I would get excited and like talk to the big man, the big statue. I'd talk to the man out the window, yelling out the window, you know. And even when I wasn't with my dad, if I was with my mom or with my stepdad or with my, you know, any other family members, if we drove by that area, I would always think about my dad. In the neighborhood that he lived in, he had gotten an apartment after divorce. And there was a lot of, in our neighborhood, there were people from Cambodia, as well as, you know, lots of Americans, of course. And then there were Liberians, and there were also people from Cambodia. And I learned that, similar to Liberia having a civil war, there was also a Cambodian war. And so, I don't know, this particular apartment complex, it was like a Benetton store, like We Are the World type of thing. There was a swimming pool there. I liked to go swimming there. My older sister stayed there with us for a time. And, you know, I would just go when it was my dad's visitation time. You know, I hope that people who are dealing with divorce or split families are allowing, if the situation is proper and it's functional and everything is going well, I hope that fathers are allowed visitation. I hear sometimes where some women can hold children away from the fathers, like as a form of punishment, so that the children don't get to see the fathers. If there was some issue, if they fell out of love, if there was cheating, if there was whatever. My parents had their issues. I won't express those issues here, but I will say my mother didn't try to keep me from my father, and I appreciate that even after divorce, I was able to see him from time to time. There always could have been more, but I cherish the time that we had, and I hope that you cherish the time that you have with your loved ones, cherish the time that you have with your the father figures that are in your life. I also have Mr. Freddie Hendricks, who is a wonderful father figure to me. He helped me to get my start in theater, helped me to get my confidence, and my never-ending focus on good work, quality work. And he's been a huge inspiration to me and many other actors and singers, producers, whomever in the entertainment industry. So salute to Freddie Hendrix. And then also I have to salute my big brother. My big brother, Alan, he's 8 years older than me. So he's always, classic big brother, little sister get on his nerves, pop you upside the head, all that, watch your sister get on your nerves, all that stuff. But we have grown to be so close. I'm very close to my brother. We talk about any and everything. And he's also a very positive person, and a realist, very much a realist. And he's always encouraging me to do my best and be my best. So happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Everyone, have a wonderful day and enjoy your day. Hey y'all, it's me, Saycon, inviting you to come chill with me. Yes, on Friday nights, I have the Friday Night Chill on my YouTube channel. Make sure you visit youtube.com/SaycanTalks, or just go to YouTube and put in my name. Put in Saycon, Saycon Talks, and you will find my channel. Make sure you subscribe and click the top notification bell so that you get that notification to come and chill with me on Friday night. I'll see you there.
Honey Wax.